So if we look at the nearly 12,500 patients who proved on final histology to have just DCIS with or without microinvasion, again to recap, 31% are having some form of axillary surgery, and the majority of these are also having a mastectomy. But a little worryingly, nearly 20% of those having an axillary procedure are having breast-conserving surgery. So are these women benefiting from having this axillary surgery? Well, the evidence is that they're not, because overall, out of these 12,500 patients, nearly 3,900 of whom had an axillary procedure, only 39 of them had axillary metastases. 30 in cases of so-called pure DCIS, although of course you can argue that we must have missed the invasive focus, and 9 with microinvasion. So that represents just 1% of these patients having an axillary procedure have node-positive disease, and less than a third of 1% of the whole group. And nearly 50% of these women who are having axillary procedures are having more than 4 lymph nodes taken. Now, part of the explanation for this, obviously, was that this time period coincided with that time when the UK breast surgical community was introducing sentinel lymph node biopsy through the New START programme. But I don't think that explains all of the variability here.